Hey everyone, and welcome back to Reflecting with Raina. I know it's been a while again since I recorded, but I've been very ill. And you're going to notice my breathing is impaired. That is because I have been diagnosed with pleurisy, and they don't know why. Normally, it's like an effect of cancer or pneumonia or other heart failure, other horrible things, and this is the effect of it. But what it is like, I guess there's additional fluid surrounding my lungs. And it causes it hard to breathe because I can't get a full lung of air. The good news is they tested me for all those horrible things and they found nothing. I've been tested for COVID twice and I've gotten negative results both times. The downside is they said this could last for like 2 weeks. I'm over my 1 week mark of not being able to breathe, but before that, I had chest pressure, chest pain. They said that was actually all parts of pleurisy, so yay me. And before that, which I'm wondering if this was the cause, I had a horrendous sinus infection that plagued me for weeks in February. It's been rough. So if you notice my labored breathing, that is why, because I can't get enough breath. But I don't want to let that stop me from putting out my podcast. So I guess I'll just try my best to not make it so noticeable, but please forgive me, and also I ask that you pray for me, because they don't know what's causing it. I just know that I will never take my breath for granted again, and I thank the Lord for every breath that I have. So, yeah, this is a journal-style microcast where I reflect on faith, family, and also you're going to notice a few additions. Faith, family, and I used to say everything in between. But it's going to be faith, family, gaming, headlines or news or whatever. But I'm not putting it all in one podcast. So if you don't like some of those topics, guess what? You won't have to listen through a bunch of dir-dir-dir-dir. Because I'm going to put on the title, Raina Reflects on Gaming. And then whatever Raina Reflects on the headlines and then whatever. And Raina Reflects on Faith and Family or whatever. So you can pick and choose what you want to listen to, or you can listen to everything. So I'm, instead of doing multiple podcasts, I love the fact that I can do any topics I want under this one umbrella title. So that is what I'm going to do new going forward, and I'm actually very excited. Also, because I'm a victim of narcissistic abuse, and I've known now for a year, I grew up in a narcissistic abusive home. And it's actually a personality disorder. It's not just a name or a title that you could throw around to describe a snotty person. No, it's real. It is diagnosable. And I found out a year ago that my mom was a covert narcissist and had been doing everything she possibly could to tear apart family around her, friendships. Very horrible, very conniving things. And that was very sad and very hard for me to work through. But I'm also going to be doing Raina Reflects on Narcissism, because over the past year, I have learned so much and I had no idea how many people are actually waking up and finding out that they have also been victims of this. So you can look forward to that if you want to learn more about that and find out, or maybe you are struggling with that too. So like I said, this is going to be a smorgasbord. Okay, so not only is this a journal style microcast where I reflect on family, faith, gaming, news, headlines, and narcissism, but I will also, like I said, normally say talk about things that are just unique to me or entirely relatable. And you can obviously join in on the discussion by emailing the show at reflectingwithraina@gmail.com or tweeting the show at Raina Reflects on Twitter. And you can find my show notes and all of my discussions and everything at reflectingwithraina.com. So let's get started. All right, I have actually had these show notes wrote for about a month, but I just keep changing the date because I just kept getting more sick or more ill or dealing with an entirely new thing. And I just didn't have the energy or the brain capacity to wanna pump out episodes, but I'm just gonna go forward and do what I can, the best I can. So the date is March 24th, 2021, and this is entry 12. This is reflecting on faith and family. And I wanna share with you a little story. When our area got slammed with snow last month, I sent my kids outside to play. And we noticed like 40 robins all in one area on the edge of our woods. And we had never seen that many robins all in one snowy area before, because robins tend to migrate south during the winter. And we started to wonder what they could possibly eat in this winter wonderland, because what we knew of robins, they were carnivores. At least that's what we thought. We thought they just ate worms and bugs, and there were no worms or bugs around here at that time of year because we were under a good 2 feet of snow. And we're like, where are these birds gonna get their next meal? So then later that day, we went to town and we piled into the truck, and as we were pulling out of our driveway, we saw where the snowplow had went down our road, and when it did, it actually exposed large patches of dirt because they scraped it with that big snowplow. They actually scraped so deep that it went into the dirt, which exposed the dirt. And guess who were digging in the dirt? Those robins. They're scratching around. And that's when I remembered this Bible verse, Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 27. Do not worry. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Well, that definitely was a beautiful reminder then, and actually right now. it's a re-reminder to me not to worry about this pleurisy and not being able to breathe all the way. I mean, I get enough, obviously, you could tell I get enough air to function, but I'm extremely exhausted because of it. So it's a nice reminder not to freak out about this, because God will take care of us and we should trust in Him like these robins, you know? So yeah, beautiful reminder that no matter how impossible something seems, no matter how, like, what part of our journey through life we're in, that God has us covered. Worrying adds nothing to our life. I doubt the robins were worried about where their next meal was coming from. They instinctively know that God has their back. Also, we learned that they are willing to adapt. There's a quote that has always stuck in me, in my mind, and stuck with me because it makes so much sense as I work my way through life. The quote is, "Stiff branches break in the wind." We have to be able to roll with the flow of change. We have to be able to adapt, or we also risk snapping. Snapping at people, snapping off, breaking down entirely. It is when we are our most prideful, our most stubborn, our most ego-saturated, that we will also find ourselves unwilling to change directions, change our mind, or even change our focus. The robins have this under control too. When researching robins and what they eat in the winter, I learned this from this article. I'll put this in my show notes. As the robins' warm weather diet of earthworms and insects wanes, robins begin to search for fresh supplies. So, but declining invertebrate numbers aren't a problem for all robins. And a good number stay up north, actually, which is the second way robins react to winter. They have observed in every U.S. state except Hawaii that all southern Canadian provinces in January, they're able to remain in these areas thanks to several important adaptations. Robins change their diet, transitioning from a protein-rich invertebrates to vitamin-rich winter fruits and berries, including junipers, hollies, crabapples, and hawthorns. So God has beautifully crafted each of his creations to be equipped to handle what life throws at them, and we are no different. Trusting in God and having the faith that he will provide for us, worry less and trust him more. Use the tools he gave us to adapt, and grow instead of snap off and break and die. Robins know how to trust and adapt. Let's be inspired by our feathery friends and scripture today, brothers and sisters. I know it was and is a pleasant reminder for me too. So thank you for stopping in for today's entry of Reflecting with Raina. So in closing, I just want to remind you that I have, I'm continuing my social media break for that 40 days, and it's been very enlightening. I remember the first couple days, it was really hard for me to not want to just tweet out something that I thought, or an opinion, or a picture of food, or whatever. And I'm like, why do I have this impulse? We weren't born with this impulse to just show everything all the time. Like, why, you know? So I would say after 2 weeks of that, I don't even think about it anymore. And I want to think that one of the reasons why is that I got one of those awesome picture frames that you can send, like a photo share picture frame. It's electronic. You can send pictures to it through an email or through an app. So I can just upload pictures right from my phone and send it to my picture frame. And then anyone in the house can see new up-to-date photos constantly on a loop. And I think that has been more fun and edifying for me, because then I'm actually sharing these photos and these moments with the people that matter the most to me. Not that people on social media don't matter to me, but I don't, like, if the internet got shut down, I wouldn't know how to get a hold of anyone. But it's been really awesome for my 7 and 8 year old to be able to look at these. So I think that by me saying the most important people, obviously those are my children. So I've had more fun sharing photos and moments of my life with my 2 kids on my little photo share, and then my husband, but we're his lazy boy chair shows. He doesn't get to see it all the time unless he like sits on the couch, which is a no-go because he just got a new lazy boy chair. So that's not gonna happen. Not at all. So I want to move it somewhere else, but my cat knocks everything over. So right now it's nice and safe, and it's been very enjoyable. Another thing that I have benefited from not being on social media, is obviously the lack of garbage in my mind. I don't have to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly 24/7 from 200, 2,000 people. I just don't have to, and that's been really refreshing. I have missed being able to do social media for my content creation, but yet I'm not content creating right now because I've been ill, and then ill again, and then ill again. So that, you know, it kind of went hand in hand. So, but the cool thing is it's allowed me to get back to my basics and back to my own thoughts, and being in following my Christian lifestyle better without feeling like I'm having people throw turds in my punch bowl of life. And that has been nice. So I think when I make my social media return, it will probably be only for the show, a Twitter account, and then probably Instagram, where I will probably land, because I think Instagram has been less toxic because there's just nice imagery and it's easier. It's not as toxic as I want to say Twitter, because you don't have to read everybody's thoughts. People are less apt to just post something without a picture on Twitter. They just can go bloop bloop. And on Instagram, you want to post an image or something and then maybe some commentary. So I find that maybe that's easier to navigate. So it's just a thought. So even, you know, my prayer group that I made on the prayer app, I don't have any members. I might close it, because the prayer app sadly enough, has become another battleground just for Christians to. There were two people joined, and you get it from all over the world, so everybody has different ideologies from whatever culture they're in. So you might be label yourself a Christian, but if you were from another country outside of the United States, your views on Christianity and how you color inside the lines or what that means to you is entirely different from not only country to state to culture to town to family to denomination. It's just such... It's so hard to please everybody, and it's always been that way. I'll do an episode on that because that was always weighing on my heart, and now I'm just come to find out it's just always been that way ever since Bible times. You know, I remember reading where Paul had to be like, listen, each one of the churches hold a very, very important part in the body of Christ, and some of you excel in some areas and some of you excel in others, and it doesn't make one of you better than the other. It makes all of us necessary. And I think that's what we need to focus on, is we need to focus on the important parts of our gospel mission and stop bickering over the side dishes. Okay. So yeah, I was really kind of disheartened with that. I was like, oh, do we really need to get in there and start bashing Catholic people or bashing, you know, that's what it was. It was like a group of like two or three people just posting anti-Catholicism. And that's not cool. You know, that's not okay to attack our other brothers and sisters in Christ. And I wasn't really happy with that, and I thought, man, you just can't escape it, can we? So I think I'll be closing that. I still enjoy praying for people and sharing praise, but I've also realized I can't keep up with groups now. I used to have the time and the wherewithal and the desire to lead groups and be part of groups, and I just can't anymore. I'm just going to focus on content creation, and it's less garbage in my mind, and it's allowed me to have more clarity. So moving forward, that's where I'm at. I don't know if you guys can relate. Please let me know if you have found this to be true too. So going forward, I will be covering, I just bought the game Valheim. I'm going to do an episode on that when I get some more, whenever I want to. I've been playing Minecraft with my kids. That has been hilarious. And my husband and I have a story. It's so funny. With that, we just bought Nintendo Switch Lites for me and the kids. And been having a lot of fun in Animal Crossing and some other like co-op games. That's been fun. I think I'm putting World of Warcraft on a shelf, so you probably won't be hearing about that because it's gotten a little much. I don't think you should have to spend so much time grinding anima, which is a thing in the game. I also I'm going to jump into the cancel culture pool and just risk it, because God gave me a big mouth for a reason, and he gave me a desire to podcast for a reason, and I'm going to podcast for the glory of for God, and I'm not going to care about sugarcoating a lot of things. I'm not going to go full on and try to offend people. I'm just going to look at headlines and news from my own Bible, my faith-based commentary. So, and I don't want it to be political, because it's just a poison. Politics is such a poison, and it's weaponizing every corner of our culture, regardless if you're in it or not. So we're all going to be labeled by the labelers. So I'm just going to lean into it. Label me. Just do it and get it over with, because I don't care. So that's where that's going. I'm going to open up my show to that. And I'm also going to, like I said in the beginning of the show, cover narcissism. So if you see a new show pop up and it's not in a little category that you like, drive on by. I wish you well. And then if it is something that sounds of interest, stop, hop out, and have a listen. So I will not get offended. I live by lower your expectations to increase your happiness. And I don't expect anybody to listen to my show, but I'm always pleasantly surprised when I find out that you are. And I love seeing where all the different countries that people listen. And that's always really awesome too, to know that this little voice in Michigan in a basement sharing my heart, well, the world makes it to places that I will never see a day in my life. So God bless you guys. Thanks for hanging in there with my weird, awkward breathing. Oh, it'll be 2 weeks this upcoming Monday that I've had pleurisy. So that's 2 weeks of having my lungs surrounded by a fine layer of liquid, shrinking my lung size, and I don't wish it on anybody. So say a prayer for me. I always feel weird about asking people for that, but this has been really trying, and I definitely will appreciate it. So God bless you. I'll pray for you. And Raina Reflects on Twitter, reflectingwithraina@gmail.com, and reflectingwithraina.com. I got new logos out, and I'm excited to branch off into these different areas of my shows now. And just, you won't see me too much on social media, but you will definitely be hearing from me in your ears. Take care. Love you guys. Bye.